Facing mounting political turmoil and battlefield failures, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has launched an all-out campaign against the regime's independent institutions. From dismissing the Attorney General to attempting to sweep judicial reforms and attacking the head of Shin Bet, Netanyahu's actions have triggered fierce domestic backlash and intensified Israel's political and social unrest. Over the past 18 months, Israeli Prime Minister's militaristic policies in Gaza and Lebanon have failed to stabilize the occupied territories. Instead, they have intensified internal political tensions, placing Netanyahu himself at the center of Israel's deepening political crises. Following his unsuccessful attempts to shift focus outward through renewed military campaigns, Netanyahu has now launched a full-scale internal political battle, targeting Israel's independent governmental institutions, particularly the judiciary. Israeli media have described Netanyahu's recent actions as aggressive and authoritarian, directly linked to his ongoing corruption trials dating back to 2019. Which involved charges of bribery, fraud, and abuse of power. In a significant move, he dismissed Attorney General Gali Baharav Miara, who had warned of Netanyahu's intent to act beyond legal checks and balances. Netanyahu has pursued reforms aimed at weakening the judiciary, including altering the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee to favor loyalists. His campaign also targets Shin Bet director Ronen Bar, whom Netanyahu blames for failing to prevent the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023. However, critics argue that this move is intended to undermine investigations into Netanyahu's ties with Qatar, including alleged financial dealing benefiting his personal interests. By deflecting blame for the October 7th security failure onto intelligence officials, Netanyahu seeks to protect his own political standing. Senior figures in Israel's security establishment have criticized his policies as endangering national security. Although Prime Minister voted to remove Ronen Bar, the Supreme Court overturned the decision, highlighting the ongoing power struggle between Netanyahu and Israel's judiciary. Despite being embroiled in war, Netanyahu's push into restrict judicial powers has continued. In January 2025, his cabinet reintroduced a revised bill led by Justice Minister Yariv Levin and Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. The law, passed in the Knesset on March 27th, changed the makeup of the 9-member Judicial Selection Committee, granting more influence to government-aligned appointees. The bill passed by a 67-1 vote after opposition parties boycotted the session, triggering widespread political unrest and over 71,000 formal objections. Opposition leader Benny Gantz strongly criticized the move, warning that unilateral legislation by a narrow majority could deepen national polarization and erode trust in Israel's political institutions. Gantz emphasized that Israel remains divided and wounded after the October conflict, with 59 hostages still held by Hamas and soldiers fighting on multiple fronts. Though Netanyahu and his allies claimed that reforms would heal national rifts, critics, including opposition leader Yair Lapid, argue that Prime Minister's actions are motivated by a desire to evade legal consequences and remain in power. Lapid accused Netanyahu of endangering the entire Israeli system to avoid prison. In summary, Netanyahu's recent political maneuvers reflect a calculated effort to preserve his authority by weakening Israel's judicial independence and sidelining key security officials. These efforts have deepened political and social divisions within Israeli society, undermined the credibility of state institutions, and raised concerns about the regime's stability amid concurrent military, political, and social challenges. Continued erosion of institutional integrity may push Israel toward a broader structural crisis.